Henda, you are now entering a space for Black history. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur.
We got 107 views!
Welcome to episode of this podcast and chill.
We are back.
Is it like a standard for you to create
a We got a special announcement to make today, 7th of November, 2020. Give it up for the one and only Saul Penuka. So the next milestone, Saul, are you ready for this? We're trying to fill up SunBet Arena in Pretoria on the 15th of April. For our 1 million subscribers
what?
Event.
1 million?
1 million.
Hey, but I'm scared about this one, so.
It's me, dog. No, but don't worry, I suspended myself.
Everybody left.
Not everybody.
It's a scam! It's a scam! Hold on! No, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
all right.
How often do you... Hey, man, how often do you tell your woman that she's beautiful? How often do you tell your woman she's beautiful?
When I'm trying to bump her.
Looks every day. Wait, man.
Yeah, if I want to get like white boy fucked, can I take both of them?
You should be fine. I didn't say that, but you should be fine.
Big shout out to my Ash for the nice trim.
Oh, is he Jamatota? Hi, Ash. Hi.
How long has he been cutting our hair for?
Ah, it's been over a year now.
Ne?
Yeah?
No. Way more than that, because he was at the pool at Ghost Lady's house.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You started with him there.
It's maybe 2 years now.
Yeah, my Ash is Amile,
man.
Yeah, man. Is he on Instagram? Can people follow him?
Yeah, he's on Instagram. One of those long underscore hashtag. Let me find it, man. Let me do him some justice. I mean, he does us our heads justice every week.
Yeah. And shout out, but his store is in Caprivi, in Tembisa.
He's got a few stores. Got one called Caprivi. What's that guy? Sigonje. Birch Acres.
Birch
yes.
Acres.
Birch Acres.
Mm. Okay. Ready? Here's his handle. Ma_ash_hair_style_and_ink. Got it? Ma_ash_hair_style_and_ink_ I'm not making it up.
Wow. That's wild. We're gonna talk to him about that. Why is it so long?
Dude, thanks fucking out, bro.
Anyway, I figured out why our ticket sales might be low.
Why?
The link is not working.
Which link?
The one we put in the YouTube in the description below.
Who was responsible?
It's me, dog. No, but don't worry. I suspended myself. I gave myself a warning.
You've been on your final warning.
Hey, but we're moving nicely on 300, so. We're moving, Pindul. I told you.
Guys.
We're rocking, Chief. We're rocking. Make sure you get your tickets as well. 15th of April is going down SunBet Arena. It's the second biggest event, podcast event ever in world history.
These guys, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
So the first one, it was Joe Rogan. He filled up Madison Square Garden with 18,000 people.
1/8.
Yeah. So if we fill up SunBet, we'll be the second podcast in the world that filled up an arena.
Wow.
Yeah.
When Joe Rogan filled it up, how many subscribers was he on? Do you know?
Oh, no, I got no idea, eh?
But it was over a million by then?
Of course, man. He's been over a million for like years, bro.
And this happened when? The Madison Garden thing?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Jeez, man. Now we can do it, bro. Yeah. I think we can. A lot of people I was seeing, they're saying, but we don't know what we're going to be getting. So how come you expect us to get tickets?
But you're kidding us. I get it. The event is about us. It's about the podcast.
Getting us, man. Yeah.
Like, all the other stuff is just a nice sprinkle on top.
Yes, and we don't want to push that because it's the podcast. It's the recording of the podcast. That's the main event.
Yes. You know what exactly, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Because now then people are going to come for the concert. And then what's going to happen? They get restless when we're doing the podcast. So we don't want to do false advertising, even though it's going to be accurate advertising, but everything else is secondary. Primary is the podcast.
100%.
And we're going to recreate the set, right? Is that still that the plan?
Yeah. I'm excited, man. And if you want to sponsor the event, because we don't have any sponsors at the moment, but if you do, just email business@thisismacg.com. And yeah, man, any sponsorship would be greatly appreciated. I mean, it costs a lot of money to put a show like this. Just the set that you're talking alone, you don't even want to know how much that is.
I saw the figure. I saw the figure.
It's more than your salary, no?
Yeah?
Is it more than your salary?
Yo, 100 times more. All my income, 100 times.
Speaking about sponsorship, big shout out to our brand new Tonic sponsor, Dash.
Shout out, man.
See, Dash, I get Dash from now on. So no more, gone are those days where we have to Dash underneath the table.
Oh, yeah, now. We used to hide the tonic water and, you know, Dash underneath.
Yeah.
Wow, this is brilliant. It looks so sexy, man.
And it's black owned, 100% black owned, bro.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, you can get it at a store near you. I think they're still trying to get into retail. You know how hard it is.
No,
plug them in at Micro.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I'll do that.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, get me this push on.
Exactly.
Beautiful, yeah.
All right, cool, man. Hey, but it be in the end.
Yes!
So, we are back coming at you live from Mashabela Studios.
Yep.
So, Pinduka is here. Black Studios is here. Kanye is here. Mm-hmm. Fat Checker is here. Simpiwe is here.
Legend! Simpiwe! Black Studios, shout out.
Did the lady that scammed you ever call you since the show?
What book you know? You know, son, Botin. Shut talking in Yaksam. Foot over Chilana, what to eat Gabuzin. Walk is on a scene. I don't be bad. Hey, what a legend. Yeah, he told his uncle.
Do you guys know what this Mercury retrograde thing is?
I've heard of that. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah. Have you heard of it, Ghost Lady?
No. What is that?
Mercury retrograde. Apparently, when something's not going right in your life, you must just call it Mercury retrograde.
Oh, Mercury retrograde.
It's got to do something with the stars aligning or whatever. Fat Checker, can you explain to us what that thing is?
Mercury retrograde.
Retrograde. Grade. Retrograde.
Retrograde.
Yeah.
Hey.
What is that?
Oh, apologies on that. What I'm finding here is that Mercury is in retrograde to this year. So it is when it appears to go backwards in orbit. So it will be going backwards instead of counterclockwise instead of clockwise. So this optical illusion occurs multiple times a year because it takes just 88 days for Mercury to revolve around the sun compared to the Earth, which takes 365 days.
Wow, that was helpful.
Just as I'm so lost, what are you saying?
Sounds like a woke people's way of not, of just
but from
putting
that,
it out
from
there,
that explanation. Yeah, it's kind of
it's
like horoscope.
You can talk about horoscope.
But it's I think maybe it means horoscope. When everything is just working against what it's supposed to be.
Ugh.
You know, so it's just working anti-clockwise instead of you don't feel like you are in your path. Instead, everything is against you. Let's just say that.
Can I clarify it properly?
Okay.
Astrologers believe that our moods and personas are affected by how the planets are aligned, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole Mercury retrograde is what's happening to the planets. But apparently what's happening in space has an effect on you. That goes to say that it will give you frustrations and some miscommunications and etc. That's how you would feel because of the retrograde. But to explain what the retrograde is, it is all about the planets revolving around the sun.
It's the orbit days. Of Mercury.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Sounds like a white way of saying Bagloy.
Yeah.
Is it really a white way of saying Bagloy?
Hey, where did you come across this concept, bro?
Roman says it all the time. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, because even Dinewa, she said it. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Ranaga.
Yeah. And she explained, I'm like, oh, no. Horoscopes. I don't subscribe to the horoscopes and stuff and, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even my woman, I know her birth date. I don't know what star sign it is because it's like, okay, you know?
Do you believe in love language?
Love language? Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your love language?
Physical touch. Definitely. But like, I'm a cheater, won't give a one left leg. I mean, I've never met a nigga who was like gifty. I'm not just here because it's kind of a gift. Hey, gift on. But let's be honest. Gents, who here, what's your love language, bro?
Let me go through the love languages.
It's off. That's Sunday sex. Let's be honest.
No, that's
physical
a lot.
Touch. Yay. What's some Naga's love language? Before you go on, bro, what's some Naga's love language?
I think it's just
physical touch.
Yeah, physical touch and understanding, you know. It's like connection and agreements. Type of vibes, yeah.
Here are the five love languages. Mm-hmm. Number one, words of affirmation. Okay.
Everybody
Not everybody.
It's a scam. It's a scam. Hold on. No, wait. Love languages are a scam. There is no way you'll build a relationship but just by affirming your person only and then lacking physical touch and then lacking the gifting once in a while.
No.
It's nice to...
It just depends on what triggers you.
What makes you happy?
Yeah, what makes you happy? Some people genuinely...
It's a mix of everything. Physical touch. Nothing happens. I hambi lemote without physical touch. I hambi. You can gift me. You can affirm me. I hambi.
Do you know there are people that really don't even depend on physical touch? It's not major for them. Maybe it's that words of affirmation. That being acknowledged.
That's the love language.
Yes.
Okay, so it's... Words of affirmation.
Yes.
What's that? Oh, umuhle namhlanje.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, complimenting, thanking, you know?
Mm. But it's just being mannered.
Yes.
It's my menace, guys. Good relationship. And umuntanda.
But sometimes, actually, sometimes people are not good at actually giving that because you're so used to a person. Remember, when you're so regularly with a person, you forget these things.
You see, it goes on to say, how often do you tell your husband you love and appreciate him? When was the last time you told your wife you liked her outfit or that she looked nice? Mm. For those who need words of affirmation, their absence can lead to feelings of resentment.
Yeah.
While you may be thinking of feeling good thoughts about your spouse, try verbalizing them and see the power of your words.
Yep. Mm.
Try that when you get home.
I do it every day.
Nah.
I tell my woman she's beautiful every day. Hey. Like, yo.
So the perfect
you look
man.
Amazing. I'm not a perfect man, but if you're with someone you like, you tell them that they look beautiful because they do look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. How often do you tell your woman that she's beautiful? How often do you tell your woman she's beautiful?
When I'm trying to bump her.
Just every day. Right?
It could be how.
Often doesn't matter tell you that you're beautiful. Or you look great.
Often.
Oh, you're the perfect
not
man.
Not every day. No. Not every day. I'll be honest. No, not every day, but not often. And it's but he always tries to acknowledge and look. Oh, that looks nice on you.
Yeah, me, I don't say it every day. I say it when I mean it. Like, oh, baby, you look nice.
Exactly.
Today.
Like, so damn. It's just not just for the sake of.
Yeah. Also, I say what I mean. Okay, look, because Kuna Malanga, obviously, but generally, and also, she doesn't have to be dressed up like we're going out. Sometimes, like, you're beautiful. Because when I say like I'm a makeup, generally, I'm a cheetah fan. Sometimes you're like, hey, man, you're a mukas. You know, like that kind of, not like,
Number two is quality time.
Yes.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Quality time.
Would you agree with that?
Like, I'm sure it's a scam.
No.
Listen, there's no one else who likes quality time with their people.
So, it's
and
not
also,
a scam.
You can't give quality time and then only... I can't meet someone and they love languages, just quality time.
You can.
Only.
You can.
Wow.
It's what you need most of. Like, what for you represents love? Sometimes it's just about if that person feels like spending time together, we go to the movies or whatever, they need that personal attention, time together.
That's and number is. Three, receiving gifts. I think that's every woman's love language. They love receiving gifts.
Everybody loves, especially women. You're right.
But some people, so yeah, it's fine for your birthday. It's okay. It's granted, we want. But other people, it's just like, nah. Just like there are women who actually don't care for flowers. There are women who don't care for chocolates.
But those women will care for money. And that's a gift.
Yeah, but not, but they could probably be working. So
what are you saying?
Even working women want money. Let's not get it twisted, guys.
But it's not like every day, kind of like give me money every day.
Oh, obvious. Maybe it's allowance. Maybe it's a monthly thing. It's still gifting. You are taking something and you're giving it of value to you.
I wouldn't take allowance as a gifting. I just think that's it's an arrangement. So you cannot. I'll be honest.
It's a contract.
Yeah, it's not gifting. But whereas it's on my birthday or something, and there's a special occasion, I expect something that she has.
On top of the allowance.
Yeah, boy.
In Pilang Amnani, yes. Number four, acts of service. Oh, I like that one. Acts of service, yeah.
What kind of service, you mean?
As the wife in the story above, some of us show and feel loved through giving of ourselves. Whether it is washing the dishes, helping out with the kids, or driving the carpool, when our spouse performs acts of service, we may feel more loved than if we received even the kindest word or gift. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is physical touch.
Yep.
That's your one.
That's all of us.
Yeah?
All of us.
Yeah.
But all, it's our love language, all of us.
Yeah.
But it's
everyone's love language, physical touch. That's why long distance relationships don't work.
Some people, and those who do, make it work.
Because they're getting the physical touch elsewhere.
Ah, don't say that.
Yeah, we've been in a relationship for a year or 2 years.
So are you
and
telling-
it's legit. Like, come on, guys. Let's be honest. Let's be adults about this thing.
You know? Let's
is
be
that
adults.
Your gunner chick?
No, this is Waris. Hey, Waris! Kambani Waras.
Kunjani Nika.
Nkrendi Nika. Kipani.
Mpana, you're the only person I call. I have to turn my volume down.
Waras uthini Waras,
Joe.
Ask him what is a love
Waras,
language.
What's your love language? Since you don't know what to say, I know what to say. What's your love language? Thank you, Doc. It's sex, love language. I'm a cheater. Oh, okay.
Hey, what up, Waras? You night?
I don't want stories. I just want Tunusa.
You want Tunusa?
Is that Mac? That knob?
Yeah, that's Mac right here.
Mac, you're thinking I'm going
to buy. My man, I changed my number. In terms of Pele, like it.
No, why did you change your number?
No, Heavy K posted my number on Twitter.
Yeah, so don't you remember? Heavy K put Mac's number on Twitter and then Mac started getting cold.
You joking? He posted your number for what?
Ah, hey, you're taking us back.
Don't take us back. Just search the episodes, bro.
No, I didn't know you posted your number, my man. How can I follow these things? You guys are so controversial. You're hard to follow. I thought maybe you posted it for the weight loss challenge.
Hey, Waras. Hey, Kusta's coming for you. Kusta's gonna get you.
Paul is busy with the weight loss challenge. So I thought maybe it was like, guys, we are in the same WhatsApp group. Boo? Nah, he group is.
No, but I'll call you, then, Waras.
Call me, my friend. I was actually calling you about something off the topic, so phone me. It's private. Talk on me about it because you know it's got a big mouth. You'll tell them.
You do know you're live on the podcast, right?
Hey.
Well, that's fantastic. Am I?
Yeah.
Yes, Waris.
Almost a massive.
Hey, bro, we have a good radio. You're a good radio jock. Why are we a good radio?
I'm a fantastic radio jock, my brother. I'm probably the best. But there's no jobs for us these days, man. They don't hire kids.
But you're at Kakasita. Oh, you mean like you're controversial?
No, I don't know. I think I'm a bit of a troublemaker. And also, I don't follow instructions well. You know, like if they say, hey, do this, then I'm like, fuck that. How's my guy? They used to say, you must be here 1 hour before your show. I used to say, huh? To do what? 1 hour.
Choppy job.
I'll see you Makani show. When the show starts, I also start. Yeah, sitting at 2 o'clock. How was the weekend? You're a fucking grand, bro. What did you do? Oh, you know, I went to my cruise there.
All right, Warris, you're a legend.
Are we really live on the podcast? Are you talking shit?
No, you're really live.
Hey, man, you're live on the podcast, bro.
No, man, you must fucking edit that shit out, man.
No!
What do you mean? We don't edit since when are we, yeah, are we, do we edit this podcast?
You see now, you guys are fucking with me.
What? I said, Payless Zulu, you guys are. I see you always. You're fucking with me now.
You're fucking with me now.
Hey, you're fucking with me now. Hey, you're fucking with me now. Hey, now you're fucking with me now. Hey, you're fucking with me. You're on the podcast, fam.
Man, fuck you. Phone me, MacGyver, you first.
All right, I'll phone you now.
Okay, I'm gonna go drop with my white team as their white parents. Let's go, Lighty.
Show Warwick stock.
DJ Warris is a character, dog.
Yeah, Warris is a character, man.
Oh,
character.
Shit, man.
Love Warris.
Anyway, I wanted to ask, before we finish the love language, as a 2000, what's your love language, Fat Checker? Eh?
Before I speak about my love language, just to correct you, Saul, they talk about this at church, by the way.
Hey,
it's church. Not... Yes, you're supposed to understand these things.
Yes.
So they do preach about them at church. To explain to you the whole concept of love languages, it's not that one person has a specific one. It's like a radar. There's just this one that speaks more to you than the others. But all five of them are important. A functioning relationship needs all five. You need to complement. You need to be physical. You need to spend some time. But there's specific people out there who, I could say,
they need different levels
projected to them. Mm-hmm. Like physical touch is more projected than the others. You should do them, but if you are more physical with them, they feel more, I could say, affirmed with you or something like that. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Oh, wow. I get it now.
My love language is quality time.
Quality time.
Yes, we're always on social media. So if you take the time, time is money. So if you leave your busy schedule or your work or something just to be with me and focus on me and look at me alone for just an hour or two, I feel okay.
Then comes the physical.
Obviously.
Palana my notes.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Wow, man.
Ghost Lady, what's happening with Tower Best? Have you been following the story?
Hey, but now it gets worse.
Hey, man.
What happened now?
Yo.
Netflix series.
I know,
Episode 4.
Literally, this story deserves a Netflix special. Like, four parts. You know those
crazy documentaries
that go on for long.
What happened now?
What happened, Ghost Lady?
So, they were just showing, like, there was a whole thread where it went as far as saying, so he's been scamming people in this Tabo Besta, working from prison, right? Back in 2018, he was running this company, and to a point where he went live because he changed his name. Well, how they
send
know
me,
him.
Send me the thread. Let me read it out.
The thread?
Yeah, because it's got some...
Oh, there's a thread.
Yeah, there's a thread. It's quite long, but it's got factual things.
Huh? Okay, that's... I think it's better we read the thread.
Yeah, let me read the thread for you. Just forward it to me, man. But...
And then Dr. Nanding, Zobatbam kick it out of a mansion she was renting by Hyde Park.
For real?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, there was an article that the landlord was like, no, there was non-payment, and then they kicked her out, and they were fighting over the possessions that some of them belonged to the landlord, etc.
Hey, there's a lot going on here, man.
Now you wonder, is she leaving because of non-payment or is she leaving because of now? Mm. But she did post on her Instagram that she's back to normal regular programming there by her faculty there.
Yeah.
Like normal, she's open for like nothing is happening.
Yeah. Where's the guy though? Where's Tabo like right now as we speak?
I don't know.
So he's still like just roaming around?
I don't know. Like no one knows. I mean, he's not gonna drop his location pin on Instagram now and say, hey, I'm here. I don't know. But he's not in police custody because they haven't told us they've captured him.
Mm.
They even How come the police haven't said anything? Did the police make a statement to say that indeed it is confirmed it was not him who burnt and died in the cell?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Well, look. Sure.
Yeah, fact checker.
There is no statement, but looking into the internet currently, around 20 minutes ago, there were confirmations stating that there is proof that he's alive.
Sure.
Confirmation.
Sure. Heavy.
But there isn't a...
Now, heads must roll. There is a
correctional service statement that was released today.
Yeah.
In regards to... from the correctional services about him being alive.
And then... Who signed off that he was dead? Who signed off that it was him? Who was the dead body that was in the prison cell? So many questions, right? Did they perform a post-mortem? Did that body die from the fire or was dead already?
They did, yeah, because that's from the post-mortem.
There's so many questions, bro.
The body seemed like the person was dead before the fire because even there was a wound in the face or something. So it would...
Who released a post-mortem?
Those were the... Okay, I don't know who exactly. But when the article came out, it was like there was just those discrepancies regarding the body.
Then heads must roll.
The body was shorter than his height, right? Remember, he's about 1.7, but that body, I think it was 1.45.
Well, and what's the prison saying? Who's responsible for all of...
Heads must roll now, huh?
On the statement that was written, they are stating that they are looking for him and they are investigating what happened for him to infringe his 75 years imprisonment sentence.
Yeah.
Okay,
so here's the thread. So this is from Ground Up_News. Convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester was running a multi-million rand scam business while serving a life sentence for rape and murder at Mahaung Correctional Center. Yeah. Bester posed as the chairman of 21st Century Media, a scam event and a production company which was made to look like a subsidiary of 21st Century Fox, which is an international company.
Yeah.
So they even had similar logos. 21st Century Media became the subject of social media storm in 2018 for promoting a Woman in Media conference with Hollywood A-listers as guest speakers. I think it was Halle Berry and Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, wow.
And Taraji came out and said, I have no clue about this event.
Both of them, they don't know anything.
Which turned out to be a scam. Ground Up has pictures and video footage of the glitzy launch of the 21st Century Media in 2018 held at the Hilton Hotel in Sandton.
Jeez.
The event was attended by members of Joburg High Society, including celebrities as celebrities like Amanda Dupont Rasale and Yvonne Chaka Chak. So there's a video that made the rounds on social media.
Well, who are celebrities there? Oh, you're still going to continue?
Yeah, it's Amanda Dupont, Yvonne Chaka Chak. I think, what's her name? Ah, man, this girl. Tabi Langwato.
That's your ex.
Oh, you did it, Tamile.
Ah, khale, man. Khale, khale, khale.
Oh, during the YFM era.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. I remember. Sure.
Why are you laughing, Guzli?
No, because she's the one who... she's the one who's there. You know, they sang happy birthday to...
So at the event, this guy, you can see him. They say he's in New York. He's wearing a suit, but he's in jail. So he's on the screens and everybody sings happy birthday to him.
Because... Well, at that time, his name was Tom Motsepe.
Tom Motsepe.
No, I don't get... Nah. Hold on. Rewind. But Tabile Ngwato is a journalist. And I get other people who don't know the face. Or maybe she also had just forgotten. Because when his trial was going on, that whole Facebook rape thing, I mean, his pictures were all over.
Mm.
But maybe she had forgotten who the guy is. But like...
So it goes on to say, attendees were told that the chairman of the company, Tom Motsepe, which is Bester.
He's alias now.
He's alias, yes. Oh, wow. Would video call in from New York, but unbeknown to the audience, the man appearing on the big screen was actually convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester, speaking from prison. A highlights video available in our article made after the event contains a clip of the audience singing happy birthday to him, Tom. The date of the conference was the 13th of June, 2018. Thabo was born on the 13th of June. Thabo Bester.
So the people are thinking he's in New York in a penthouse and is in a cell.
And it's his birthday. And then they even sing happy birthday and he's there. So, like...
But you can't blame him for saying he's Tom Motsepe. Because I get in this day and age, you can identify to be whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
so,
yeah.
You know, you can't blame him.
Wait, man.
Yeah, ne? We also must respect people's...
So we must respect him because
he identifies as Tom Mutsepe.
Tom Mutsepe. And he identifies as being in New York. Even though he's in the cells behind bars, he identifies as... He can't say anything.
You must respect that.
Yeah. He must...
We can't question why he was wearing a suit, even, you know? So then
in prison, there had to have been someone. He had to organize a suit coming into prison.
Yep.
He had to organize...
Laptop, maybe. Wi-Fi.
A laptop, yes. Wi-Fi, because, I mean, he's streaming, right?
Well, apparently he was studying in prison. Now that allows you to have a laptop, apparently, in prison. So maybe that's how he had a laptop inside. But obviously,
Get in the suit, bro. Hey. Fuck it.
That is so fast.
Probably got a white sheet because at the background, obviously, now it had to, it was nice and clean and white. Or maybe he got an office. We don't know.
So this company,
a lot of companies, it goes further, dog. This thing is long, bro.
That work.
Hey, man.
Go on, man.
Scrape
the surface.
Okay, cool. Tabo Bester has used aliases throughout his criminal career while running 21st Century Media. He was known as Tom Mutsepe and claimed to be related to businessman Patrice Mutsepe.
Obviously.
Ground Up spoke to several former employees at 21st Century Media. They say that Tom was hands-on in the company operations and would send money whenever it was needed.
Yeah.
Everyone was acting under direct instructions from Tom. According to former employees, he was able to persuade people to quit their jobs at established media houses to join the company. He had researched the industry well and senior members of the media knew about him. One former employee told Ground Up, recruits of 21st Century Media were led to believe they would be working with an industry-leading company. Tom introduced himself to them as an executive of 21st Century Fox and Sky Digital. Has the same logo as Sky Sports and, you know, the Sky... logo.
Yes.
So Sky Digital has the same logo, and you can see, like, with the banners at the at this event they're talking about. Bester had inverted an extensive backstory for Tom, which we discuss in the article online. And then there comes in another lady now. Oh gosh, this is so long, man. 21st Century Media was registered as a company with the Companies and International Property Commission in 2018. The sole director was Phumuza Tanga. Now there's another lady in play, Phumuza Tanga. Tanga was also the sole director of 11 other registered companies with names similar to well-known international companies.
Wow.
All of them, including 21st Century Media, have since been deregistered. Companies registered by Tanga include UBS Group, the same name as the giant financial services firm, United Talent Agency, the same name as the biggest international casting agencies, Black Phoenix Digital, the same name as the UK-based PR company. Tanga was also the sole director of TM Financials, which one former employee told us stood for Tom Mutsepe Financials, and shared offices with 21st Century Media. Tom was supposedly based in New York, so there was always a time zone difference. It is possible that it was easier for Bester to have private access to a phone, laptop, and internet at nighttime. It goes on. Then it goes on to Phumuza, and she says she was scammed. They sent an email. She said she'd speak to them. And then when they got back to her, she said she can't speak to them anymore. Whew. Yo. A lot, bro.
It's hey, just, it's,
I need a dash.
Yo, good evening. Hey.
it's too much.
It feels like there's more coming.
Oh, of course, bro.
Yeah.
Like... Hey, so you ran the whole company from prison and with staff, payroll, HR, everything.
Which isn't, you can believe that. I mean, cartels do that. Like cartel bosses, you know, if you watch Narcos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but everybody in the cartel knows that our boss is in prison.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like there needs to be this pretense that, don't worry, you'll never meet him. It's just in New York and everybody's being lied to.
Yeah. I'd love to meet this guy, man. Like, how does he think? Like, what's going in his head, bro? Like, how do you think you'd get away with this? Like, what's going on?
My thing is, how did he amass all the money to keep pushing this thing, even from inside?
Yo.
You know?
It's long money, bro.
Yeah.
And for all of these people to be so quiet and no one is, like, talking. So many, how many people are implicated in this thing?
And I don't think he made money just from little scams here and there and there, if you're going to have this kind of long money. Mm. Because, I mean, clearly even from inside, you need to pay people from within the prisons, to make things comfortable for you there. Because we know cash is king in prison. When you've got money, things are comfortable, right? You can't get a suit.
Yeah.
You can get a white backdrop.
Mm.
You can get proper lighting and do all these things. So it's like, how did he initially make the money? I don't think it's like small scams here and there. It must be an operation where he earned handsomely.
Yeah. Anyway, ghost lady, another news, what you got for us?
I'm so bored. Let's just keep watching, man.
Hey.
Did you guys see this, the whole Al Jazeera investigation? Did you follow it? Did anyone check it out?
No.
I saw the documentary.
You watched it?
The Gold Mafia State or something.
Gold Mafia. Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's mafia.
Yay. It is hectic, you know, and how, like, I think for me, what just amazed, like, where we have this prophet from Zimbabwe, a very well-known prophet, who's in this business of posing as a diplomat, and because some part in the video, he was literally saying he's able to, because I think they were in they were at some UN conference, and because he works so closely with the Zimbabwean president, and was saying that he can leave the country, enter Zimbabwe with millions in his bag, and no one is going to stop him until he gets to his house under the disguise of being a diplomat. Well, that's what he uses when he moves like this, and that's how they move this money.
10 million, 100 million?
No, a lot of money is being washed between Dubai and back to Africa, because it's a laundering, you know, scheme of just I'm looking forward to seeing, to watching like all the other, because it's a four parts if I'm not mistaken, so we really want to see. Like, it's a
You checked it out as well?
Yeah, and I think a lot of names are going to get dropped, even South African names.
Yeah. Because they are the next ones, we're going to start seeing more like South Africans who are involved in this trade.
Yeah, man, because I mean, look, it's no secret. The economy in Zim collapsed. They're under sanctions. So the government can't even buy gold from within the mines and some mining operations. So then here comes private people borrowing government the money or buying gold from Zim, selling it to people in Dubai, and then... The government apparently is involved. However, they denied it, obviously, because you saw that at the end, before the credits, their involvement. But the thing is, Al Jazeera put people there who were pretending to be...
Yeah, they're working undercover. Yeah.
Needed their money washed, you know? And then there was this guy who's an ambassador who was, like, talking to them. I mean, he's on camera.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I can call the president. And he called someone powerful within... Yeah. The mining industry stuff, and they were concluding deals and stuff, but I think let's wait for the whole thing to because there's some names. There's a guy who does, you smoke, what's that brand of cigarette? RG.
Yeah,
that guy. He's like super involved apparently. What's his name? There's another white guy, I think it's Zimbabwean.
Zimbabwean.
He dropped that guy's name and were like, this guy literally bankrolls the Zimbabwean government.
Fuck me.
Yeah. And that guy probably made a killing during COVID, because I know those cigarettes were very popular.
Yeah.
The RG cigarettes. Yes. I mean, they fly in the streets. So it's crazy, bro. Like, it's bad.
What's happening at the top? Is anything legit there at the top there?
Bro, I mean, our president was found with billions in a couch. Billions were found on his property in a couch. So it makes you really wonder about what happens at the top.
Hey, man.
And it's not just a Zim thing. Clearly, a lot of places, because there's a guy there who has met one of the biggest money launderers and gold dealers, who's also Pastor Paul, Brother Paul, the Indian guy.
From Kenya.
Yeah. Pictures with Zuma, pictures with Museveni. He was
Gaddafi.
Running in Kenya, like involving governments and presidents. So it really makes you wonder, is anything legit around the world? Generally. I mean,
there's a time even the president of Zimbabwe, because they wanted a meeting with him, and then later they said, no, in order to see him, he needs to be paid $200,000. I don't know what, dollars, just for his time.
For meeting the president.
To meet the president. Like, whoa, these things are so... Man.
Anyway, on a lighter note, we're going to be joined by Hein. He's the owner of Tomorrow Tonight.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. He's a friend of the show. Yeah. So he's going to join us shortly. But before that, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Oh, Hein, it's Hein. Magekon, it's Mr. Hein. You're here. Yeah. Matt calls this white guy. Mr. Hine. I was like, how? Mr. Hine? Now the white guy is not here, it's Hine. But when he was here, you'll see. Welcome, Mr. Hine. So, Mr. Hine. And I was like, man, he never calls anyone Mr. Anyone. Did you notice? Now it's just Hine. Like, now you're calling that white guy Mr. Hine. Oh, man.
Why don't you like throwing shit on my name, though?
No, you said it. It's not me, it's an observation. Did he not say Mr. Hine? Not even once did you address him as Hine.
I did, dog.
Watch. Please watch this. Please watch it. But it was Mr. Hine. Even when you said goodbye, it was goodbye, Mr. Hine. I was like, now it's Hine. We were joined by Hine, not Mr. Hine. No, you said it. It's your behavior. I'm just mirroring it. Watch. Learn it. Watch. See it.
Anything you want to talk about, my dog?
Yeah, man. Are you a menophiliac?
What the fuck's that?
A man who loves blood.
No. I'm the opposite of that.
So there's this lady. You know this lady, man, with pink everything. Everything of hers is pink.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen her. She was even on Come Dining Essay or whatever.
That's the first time I saw her, yeah.
Yeah, she's now selling her menstrual blood. Because some dudes just
and
find
apparently
it.
Apparently, there's a huge market for it.
Oh, come on,
there's a huge
guy.
Market for it, bruh.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's on period. Know.
Period blood.
Period.
Period.
Apparently there's niggas who like,
what?
I don't know, sniffing on it or tasting
oh,
it.
Oh, no, man.
Yes.
What the fuck, bro?
Yep.
Jeez.
See, this is why, like, this is the reaction you'd get, and then now I don't trust nobody because, you'll be all disgusted. And that's how you get in. Now that's my problem.
Because there's a fetish. There's
it's a huge fetish.
Who love that stuff.
Oh, no, man.
She posted a glass. On her, just posted on her Instagram saying, I'm now selling my menstrual blood. I was like, damn, how did she get a glass full?
My man, this is drive time. This,
like, I was like, that's a glass. For real, man, ugly stuff. But there's a market apparently.
I mean,
we must talk to her. Maybe we must talk to her and actually find out what the hell is going
on. No, man, that's disgusting. Yes. I don't even want to think about it, bro. What made you want to talk about that?
Oh, it's fascinating.
What the fuck?
It's disgusting, but there's somebody out there who wants it. There's a market for it.
There's a market for it.
That sounds like some Kai FM content, bro.
No, you know.
You know, it just sounds like something that would get him fired from radio for entertaining it. Now he's changed man. Now he's got a, because he's got a haircut, he's a changed man. He knows right up your alley. You know very well, he's trying to sanitize the brand. Yeah, it's right up your alley. You know very well, dog.
Like, I hate parents. The thought of it just, I don't even want to know, bro.
Some oaks out there love it, bro. Yeah, so I found it fascinating that someone wants to sell their blood and some period blood particularly.
But if you
somebody is willing to buy.
If you deep dive in this fetish things, there's a lot of weird things that people find as
fetishes.
That's
fetishes. The problem.
Bro,
yeah.
Right?
Let me see what are the weirdest
like
fetishes.
Like fetishes out there, guys.
Weirdest.
And that's why I'm not surprised. It's because of people, what people entertain and then they make it like something, a whole fantasy. And it's like, no, but some things are just a bit disturbed. It's not, you know, we should just leave it as nature and it's
but you
fine.
See, the thing is, Nef, there is things that you probably like in bed or that turn you on and to somebody else will look weird.
Yeah, but let's say it's like, okay, kiss me on my neck. It's understandable then.
Here we go. I got some. Do you guys want to hear?
Gross stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got necrophilia, arousal to corpses.
Dead
you
bodies.
You see? Imagine.
I get that.
Coprophilia, arousal to feces.
You see?
Feces. Hey, we're heading to going to Dubai.
Nah, guys.
Wait, okay. This one is weird. Frotterism, arousal to touching a stranger surreptitiously in a crowded place. What the fuck? What
that
is
sounds
that?
Like sexual harassment.
Yeah.
It just sounds like unless that stranger consents. You know, like you walk into a dark room in San Juan.
Like we're in a
you're
space.
Like, hey, can I touch your breasts?
Drop the
yes, yeah, that's right up your alley,
like
man.
People wearing masks, you know?
Hey, with people you can't even identify.
Then there's litophilia, arousal to stone and gravel. Jeez, man.
Huh?
Arousal to stone and gravel. So you get attracted to stones and gravel.
Tandy, so she has a child with stones.
Xylophilia, arousal to wood. Then there's gerontophilia, arousal to the elderly.
Oh.
And then there's formophilia, arousal to insects.
Oh, God.
What?
And then there's agalmatophilia, arousal to statues.
Jesus.
What the fuck is going on in this world, man?
Hey, we live amongst other people, man. I swear to God, we live amongst other people, man. What's your secret? Like, statues.
For the fact that they're there, that means there are really, there's people who exist who would actually say, no, I'm one of them. I like that.
Yeah.
Kaizini. Yay. Nyan saba.
Anyway. Countdown has begun. Road to a million. 15th April, Sunbed. Get your tickets. The link is working now.
Yes.
And let's get those tickets sold out, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What if spoons arouse you? What do you call it? I don't know why I've got a lot of spoons.
Spoonophilia.
Google there. Mm.
Casophilia.
Everything is philia. Venophilia.
Gluophilia.
Arousal to spoons, eh?
And then what would you do with a spoon?
Because
that's another...
What you do with a statue?
I'm hearing,
person.
What will you do with wood?
Whoa. Like spoon sex
planking?
Position.
Wow. Was wood going to do planking?
Spoon sex position. Wow.
Oh,
it's giving you the spoon, the sex position.
When
spoon.
We're spooning each other, is that what it is?
In the spoon cuddling position, one partner lies on one side with
you
the knees
spooning.
Bent.
You don't know spooning.
Which one is that one? Show me.
Dude, spoons. Come. Let me show you.
Yeah.
Spoons.
Please.
Spoons. Hey.
Stand
so
up,
when,
Mick.
Yeah, so when you're fucking someone
just
in this position,
him.
Sideways, laying flat, it's spooning.
Show him.
Laying with the side.
Okay, show. Use my phone.
Oh, yeah,
phone.
We've got new tables there. Yeah.
Show me with your phone.
Yeah, this is the lady. This is you. Side
oh,
back.
Yeah. Oh, I know that
you
one.
Know, just didn't know what it's called.
Oh,
it's spooning.
Oh, spooning.
And
oh,
it doesn't even...
You have to...
Yeah, like spoons.
Yes.
Must blow me.
I know spooning also, it doesn't even involve sex. Like, you're just like to sleep in a spooning position. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
But sometimes...
Yes.
Because it takes really, like... Endowed for it to work a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's why it's spooning because you have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spoon. Spooning. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Let's chat to Mr. Hine.
He's also. Please just pay attention.
Bye.
See how he reacts and acts. Hey, Mr. So Kaya at 947, everybody was Mr. The pepper guy. Here's Mr. Soul traffic. Mr. Hey, Mr. Hey. Then you say, I need one. Hey, Mr. Soul. Hey, Mr. Soul. Hi, Mr. Hine.
Mr. Hines.
Please welcome our friend of the show, Mr. Hine.
Hine.
Yes, Hine. He is the face behind this bad boy. Remember this bad boy song?
Oh, that's a life sim. My woman sways by that thing.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, she loves it and it works.
Yeah,
oh,
so do
man,
I.
This really works. Like, yeah, because I don't get hangovers that much, but I know when I'm going to go in hard, I use it. But it really does.
Yeah, so not only is Hine a friend of the show, he's also, you also own a pharmaceutical company, right?
Yeah, I'm one, one of the owners of DB Pharmaceuticals.
Mm.
So we, I was just saying before we started, we actually have a whole range of pharmaceutical products, but we, you know, realize that we have a problem that everyone sort of has. It's not just me, hopefully, is, you know, when you have those nights out, especially you guys in
yeah,
the industry.
Fucking hell, I mean, yeah, fucking hell. Every weekend.
Yeah, every weekend, gigs, shows, travel all around the place. So it's perfect for that. But, I mean, we had to solve a problem, which is a hangover. And, that's why we made the product.
And also, Saul, he's probably the first white guy I know who speaks better vendor than me.
Wait, so he doesn't just speak vendor, he speaks better vendor than you.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Come on, Saul, my vendor's trash.
It's not that hard.
Vandalize him with your better vendor.
Nerimini Hine, end of one.
Arion,
Shiburu, Shiburu, eh?
Arion,
Nishiburu.
Yeah, Shiburu.
Nishiburu.
Eh?
Nishiburu.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean? You're capping.
No.
This guy doesn't know vendor.
He just, like he says, my vendor is better than his. It's not the case, right? So I'm from that side, but I live this side now. So I don't speak deep vendor. I speak the normal Vavuani, Rava guy. One of Rava guy.
Deep Vangerere.
Vangerere. Net Diabva Levupu. Vai Diva Levupu.
In, we won.
Yeah. Rina Brasinga Apala. Rinamiomva.
Miomva.
Miomva. And yeah, Marajuno, Rico Rengisa, Shitu Jono Korengisiwa, Kemesin.
Mara no fumbana.
Eh.
No fumba?
Eh.
So Anishibur.
Eh. Okay, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, you got me there.
Hey. Song needs subtitles.
Hey.
One moment, Saul doesn't know what to say.
Hey. You're speechless.
Hey.
That's rare.
So what other products do you have under your company besides that?
Wow, yeah. So except for that, we've got fertility products. So for people that are trying to, you know, struggling to fall pregnant.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So that's actually how the company started. Is it's, I mean, you guys would probably know. I look around, everyone's around the age. It's a massive issue in South Africa, infertility. So that's one of our brands.
Is that for men or women?
Both. So we have one for women and one for men also. Yeah.
So how does that work? Like, what happens?
Well, so there's a whole bunch of factors that you need to consider, but a lot of people have, there's malnutrition and everything, right? So we're busy talking about a hangover product. One of the things is alcohol, for example.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of things and certain elements that people that struggle to fall pregnant need that they then get in through this product, right? So it really helped a lot of people. I'm sure some of the people that watch the show will know the brand. It's called Fertipull Plus.
Yep.
So we've got that, and we've got a product for the older guys. It's a prostate product. So, you know, once you start struggling, let's just say in the bathroom and things like that, we've got a menopause product, osteoarthritis product. We've got stress products. We've got a whole range of products. But, you know, I told you, I would say this on air and on record is once this product was featured on your guys' show, it really started doing very, very well.
So, yeah, tell them about the click story.
Oh. Yeah, so Wito, if you're watching this, so Wito is a guy from Clicks, not there anymore, but listing something in Clicks is very hard. So you have to beg them to put your product on the shelf. It's really not easy. And he didn't want to list it. And then he saw, because he's a fan of your show, so he watches it, and he saw it on the show. And the next morning, he sent me a mail and said, listen, please send me your listing forms. We want to get it in the shop as soon as possible. And went massive in Clicks.
Wow, man, for real.
Yeah. All thanks to you guys and, of course, to the Chillers. I mean, those are the guys we've been buying.
How do you get things into listing? Because, like, our people struggle a lot with listing.
Yeah, bro, because we're told that, you know, for black people, it's a bit of a thing where, you know, we're made to jump over hoops and hurdles just, you know.
Yeah.
But you said you experienced a similar challenge. How do you get to the retail stores?
Well, so just on a lighter note, apparently not at Dis-Chem anymore. So that Dis-Chem sorted that out.
Dis-Chem.
No, look, guys, I can't really buy into that. But what I can tell you is that it is a mission. And it's not, I mean, someone phoned me this morning through a friend, you know, and that's how people... That's how now it's become, because people want to get listed in these stores through a friend who's got their product in the stores, you know. So it really is hard. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, in the big chains, you tend to have to really, really put in a lot of work before the time. So what I would advise to anyone watching is start smaller. So start with your, if you're talking about pharmacies or if you want to go into other retail like Checkers or those guys, then start small so you can show them figures when you get there, right? So we started small with independent pharmacies, and from there we could go to the bigger guys and go, listen, here's our sales data. This is what we've been able to do without you. And this is what we think we can do with you, and this is what we can offer in terms of marketing. So, for example, doing something like this on your guys' show would go very far in showing that I'm busy doing marketing and creating the demand, making it easier for the big retailer to get buy you on board, right? So that's what I would advise. I think for anyone that doesn't have money to start off with, and that's a major problem, we had the same problem when we started, is you're dealing with massive competition who want to squeeze out the smaller guys. So they just throw money at everything just to, you know, if they see a nice product coming in, let's say, for example, the gin, you got big guys to compete with, and they go, listen, we can't afford for this product to start competing with ours. So they just throw money at marketing, they buy shelf space and things like that. So starting off small is hard, but my advice would be to start in your, if you're talking about retail, if you're wanting into Checkers, start with your independent supermarket store so you can show them sales. And with pharmacy stuff, I would also say start with your independent pharmacies before you go to the big guys. Because the big guys, I mean, it's the world we live in, unfortunately, right? So everyone wants to make money, and the big guys expect you to spend money to be with them. So it's tough.
And where are you now? Where can you find Tomorrow Tonight?
Yeah, so we're fortunate enough. Tomorrow Tonight, like I said, shout out to you guys. You got helped us quite a bit. But we are in Clicks, Dis-Chem, Checkers, Take-A-Lot, and in about every independent pharmacy.
That's dope.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. What causes a hangover?
Well, so I thought we would maybe just explain a little bit. So, basically, alcohol is poisonous, right? So it poisons your liver, is the first thing. And in any poison that you intake, I see if we've got some humor there. No one wants to admit it, but that's what it is, right? So alcohol basically poisons your liver. That's the one thing. The other thing is alcohol dehydrates you. So that's a big thing. I mean, we all, you know, you wake up with that mouth the next morning where you feel like you can drink 10 tons of water. And then there's a few other things that cause brain fog, but it's alcohol is poisonous. That's the reality of it. But we all enjoy it, right? So I'm a Dutchman, so I drink brandy. I drink beer and I drink red wine. And those are the worst things that you can drink. But I mean, we social, we enjoy it. And I think, the reason we made this product is to basically prevent the hangover, yes, but protecting your liver. Making it a little bit more healthier because we need to be health conscious. You know, South Africa is one of the countries in the world that drinks the most, right? So, but in Africa, definitely the most. Okay, so we consume on average about 12 beers a day.
Jeez.
So if you had to drink 12 beers a day, right, every single day, it doesn't sound that bad. Okay, but there are obviously half of the people say that don't drink at all. So then you're looking at 24 beers a day. So we consume a whole lot of alcohol, and with that then also goes, of course, liver disease.
So how does this help? Because I remember in the instructions it says you must have before you drink.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and make this as not boring as possible. But so the one key ingredient is basically the ingredient that they give you if you OD on certain things, right? So your liver. So guys who OD or get alcohol poisoning or something else that we won't talk about now, but a lot of people actually commit suicide with paracetamol, like Panado in South Africa. It's a massive problem. Wow. Then they inject you with this specific...
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So also scary for me. So because we live in the country that we live in, a lot of people can't afford to actually go and buy... This is very depressing, but actually go and buy or get hold of meds that are going to kill them, right? Getting access to a gun is apparently not that difficult, but having it in your house is not something. It's a way of committing suicide, and it's cheap. You can go into a normal shop around the corner. I think the stat was if you drink something like 15 Panados, and the other thing is you don't die the next day. You die like 3 weeks after.
And that's just 3 weeks of pain.
3 weeks of pain because your body starts giving in organ for organ. So one of the ingredients in here is actually what they inject you with, obviously at a much lower dose, to prevent liver failure when you did something like that. Right. So that's one of the ingredients, which is, you know, one of the key ingredients. And then there's also electrolytes, right? So that's what I was saying. That's why you need to drink it before. That's like the key. If you drink it the next morning, I don't care who says what to me. Nothing saves you the next morning. And I've tried enough things. So it's so you're hydrated. So one before you go out, and one before you go to bed. It's so you're hydrated when you go to bed.
Explain like I'm five. What are electrolytes and what role do they play in the body?
Mm. Well, so that's what we all need. Electrolytes are basically sugar, salts, and minerals, right? So if you don't have electrolytes, you will eventually die from dehydration, right? So you need electrolytes to move around everything in your body. Your body consists, I think it's 70% to 80% water, including your blood now. So you need electrolytes to move everything around and to vitalize you. So it's like basically have you jogged 10Ks and not drank water after that? You know, so water is lekker. It's going to help you. But if you take electrolytes, which is also what's in stuff like Powerade and
yes, things I've like heard. That. Yeah.
So, but electrolytes get you there much faster. So that's why we have these electrolytes in our food every day. So you have salt. It just depends on how much you have. You have sugar. You have certain minerals like magnesium and things like that. So electrolytes are crucial. So to everyone out there, remember to drink it before you go to bed. Then we have B vitamins. For that, you know, when you wake up the next morning and your head's like, it's not the head that's sore, because that you can sort out with pills, you know. But with the B vitamins, you have that foggy brain where you wake up and you're actually wasting your day, right? You wake up and you go, today is going to be a waste.
Yes.
Like, I have to do things, but I'm not going to be able to do it like I should.
Yes.
And that's what B vitamins are for. So that's for basically mental vitality. Those are the key ingredients. There's some vitamin C in there to keep you healthy and things like that. But like I said, liver protection, electrolytes, foggy brain.
Do drips help with the electrolytes?
Yeah, so drips have saline drips have electrolytes in them, yeah. Mm. So the thing is, if you have to go for a drip, I don't know when last you guys went, but it's like 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
1,000 rand for all of the things. Mm. This you buy in the store for about 40 bucks. You know, give and take sort of thing.
If I use this every weekend, or let's say every day, if like I'm an alcoholic,
yeah,
will my body build up a resistance to it in the long run, and it stops working?
No. So the all of the ingredients in here are found in food, right? So every single one of them. It's just about how much you intake. So you'll never build up a tolerance or an intolerance.
That's the word I was looking for.
To the product. It's not something that you can get used to. I personally drink it every day. So in the mornings, I take a multivit and then I take one of these sachets for hydration. So energy, all things like that. If you're dehydrated, if you've been working long hours, not sleeping. So I take it every morning.
So you can take it like a supplement, not just because you're about to embark on drinking.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then how's it different to rehydrate? Because I used to take rehydrate before I was introduced.
So rehydrate's a great product. Rehydrate is just electrolytes. So it doesn't have the liver protection element that I mentioned just now. It doesn't have the B vitamins.
If I want to get like white boy fucked, can I take both of them?
You should be fine. I didn't say that, but you should be fine. I haven't seen it. We must do a comparison one day, right?
Yeah.
I just want to see what white boy fact looks like.
Hey, man.
Maybe I've been there. I don't know. Obviously,
like the Hangover, the movie Hangover. That's like white boy fact, you know?
Yeah.
Wake up with a tattoo on your face.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. If I were to get that drunk, I would probably drink all of this at the same, because there's three sachets in here.
Yeah.
I would drink all of this at the same time. But again, like that, because there's drugs involved also, isn't it? Mm. Like hard drugs involved, if I remember the movie correctly.
No. We're just talking alcohol here.
Alcohol.
I couldn't figure out how much water I should pour. I thought I was pouring the wrong amounts of water in the beginning. Then I read you got to pour 30 mils, right?
300 mils.
300 mils.
Yeah, so it's basically like,
that, no? Yeah. And then you should be good.
Yeah, so you need to take water with it. So just normal electrolytes, if you just take it like that without, anything else, you're not going to get the rehydration that you need. It's like taking salt and putting it on your tongue.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to work. So you need to take about, let's say, 2/3 of a glass of water. 300 moles, yeah.
And then what are some of the drinking myths that you've heard in your lifetime?
Well, heard and tried.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we made the product. So,
by the way, he started this product because he likes to drink.
Yeah. Well, so my pharmacist and I, I won't mention his name, but so we enjoy golf and we enjoy a round after the golf. And we can actually make something now because we have a pharmaceutical manufacturing plant that can help with this. So some of the myths, a lot of people go cream soda for some reason. Okay. So a little bit of truth in there is the sugar in the cream soda will wake you up. Okay. So it'll give you a little bit of energy. Energy drinks, same thing, caffeine. So it's going to make you feel better for a little bit. Obviously, you can't club an energy drink before you go to bed because otherwise you're not going to sleep. Then there's people believe in oily food. I won't mention brands, but let's say slop chips. People believe like lining your stomach with oil, basically.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst thing that you can do. Because remember, you're already punishing your liver with alcohol, and now you're giving it like unhealthy fats also.
So it's
you're doubling down on it, basically. So your liver's going,
that's mad.
Then I'm like, I'm ready. Can't you have
He's always rocking his shoes in his
Fuck. Because that's what I always do. I don't drink before I eat.
Yes.
So I always make sure I'm full.
That's good. So eating before you drink is always good, right? Because it's gonna you're not gonna get let me say shit face quickly.
Yeah.
But if your liver is when you're drinking, your liver is basically going slow down, or before. So then you're giving it something that's unhealthy, and then you start drinking. So you're never giving it a chance to sort of recover. So if you're going to choose something to eat, try and choose something healthy, not a lot of fat, things like that. It will help you quite a bit. And then there's lots of stuff. I mean, I'd like to see in the comments after the show, I'd like to see what the guys come up with. But there's like boiling banana leaves was one of the things I've seen, yeah.
Wow.
That's from our country, right?
Yeah.
So that's from Limpopo.
Yeah.
I remember.
And what do you do with them?
Wow.
You boil the banana leaves and drink them?
Yes.
Oh.
To avoid a hangover.
I've seen that. I've seen it firsthand.
Wow.
I didn't try it because I think it's bitter, but I mean, it's...
Yeah.
What about the myth of mixing alcohol? A lot of people say if they mix, let's say you had a whiskey, then you have a brandy and a gin of vodka, you wake up with a crazy hangover from the devil.
Yeah, so that's not really what's dangerous. What's dangerous is, and I'm going to try my best again not to use brands, but what's dangerous is you like taking a proper gin. I can use this brand, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're taking a proper gin, like Grand Gin. And the next thing, so that's like pot stilled or whatever. The next thing you're using something that is got, it's basically alcohol that has flavoring, which is 70% of the booze we have on the shelves. It's not like, it's not properly produced. So it's alcohol with a flavoring, right? So you're switching from that, and it's not often where you drink 7 or 8 different things where everything's of the same quality, right? So tequila is one of those ones. So you drink a nice tequila here, next thing, and then you see a bottle that's got Mexican or Spanish written on it, and you think this has to be good, but you don't really know where that comes from. So mixing is not necessarily the issue, if you hear what I'm saying. So it's different sugars the whole time. It's different alcohol the whole time. So that's normally where the issue comes in. So I'll use brandy, for example. I drink brandy. I can drink one brandy of a specific brand, which is like cheaper, and then I'll drink a more expensive one. And that's where the problem comes in. Normally the bottle gets finished and someone else goes, here's one of these. So it's more switching between the sort of quality of the product that you use.
And then what about the stuff we mix with? Because I've stopped mixing with like a Red Bull or apple ties. I like to mix with tonic.
Yeah.
Sparkling juice, water is amazing.
Sparkling water.
Well, sparkling water is probably the best because it's more sugar, right? So if you're talking about other mixes like, Coke has obviously got a lot of sugar. So I've tried to drink like a Coke Zero, for example, because it's got less sugar in it. So the sugar is the bad thing. That's the real issue.
Yeah, because imagine having 10 Red Bulls in one night. Like
no, people do. They don't realize. They keep dashing and dashing. Grand Grand, you've used up 10, 5 Red Bulls, and that's fucking dangerous.
Mm. Well, that's the thing, right? So you use it, you use an energy drink to keep you awake, and it tastes nice also.
Yes, yes.
But energy drinks mixed with booze. So booze actually lowers your heart rate, and energy drinks pick it up again. So you're going to your heart going, surprise, you don't know what's coming your way. So that's the only thing with energy drinks, you know. I mean, we all have them.
So what's the best mixes?
I would say anything without sugar.
Okay.
Tonic is nice because tonic doesn't actually taste like sugar, right? Mm. But it's actually...
It does have sugar.
Yeah, but it's got some tonics, right? So it's not the same, but a lot of tonics have got more sugar than like what Coke would have, for example. Mm. So checking the sugar content in whatever you're taking is important. But, you know, well, I'm not quite there on the sugar-free stuff yet. Doesn't taste as lekker for me, but I mean that's where we have to go eventually.
And then what about this myth that if you're hungover you need to have another beer, another drink to get rid of that hangover?
So I'm quite guilty in using that one still, and it does work, but it doesn't really work. So you're just getting back on the plane.
You know what I mean? Then you'll suffer less because you're drunk again.
So you're getting on the postponed train. That's all you do. If you go for a long weekend, you know you have to, I mean, like you guys, you have to do gigs again. Then you go, listen, I'm tired. I can't. Then you just go again. That's all you can do. But then the mother of all hangovers is waiting for you when you're done.
Jeez.
Like that's like the big smack you're going
to. And then what happens, you know, I've got a friend who vomits all the time he drinks.
Yeah. Mm. So no, the reason... I'm not going to look around to identify this person now.
Hey. Oh. I know.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be innocent. So the vomiting is most probably from the liver and the kidneys, whoever that is. Mm.
So what's happening?
So it's
so
it's
I can tell this friend of mine.
No, it's too much. It's too much. I saw one finger pointing there. It's too much pressure on your liver and your kidneys. So it could either mean that your liver's already got a little bit of damage. So go and check that out. It's a quick test. You go to the doctor, they do blood tests and things like that. But most often your liver and your kidneys are taking punishment.
Mm. Mm.
That's
you heard, guys.
Yeah. Now they know. Now your friend knows.
Ghost lady, you got a question?
You know, I would like to take you back, right? Mm. When you spoke about being in the pharmaceutical industry, mm-hmm. like for someone who probably aspires to get in the industry, what are the steps? You know, so is it actually, let's say, for instance, you know, everyone wants to start a business and you can't necessarily start tablets at home, you know, start making. Yes. What are the processes of who does one contact? Is there some means of just someone random who just has this idea and what's next?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So in South Africa, you have companies that make one of two choices, right, when it comes to products like ours. There's a lot of stuff that's sold that has no sort of regulatory compliance to it. It's not SAHPRA compliant, but they still sell it and people still buy it. Okay. And that's where you decide which side of the spectrum you want to play, right?
Okay.
But if you want to start, so let's say you have a fantastic product that you think will, or an idea that will, you know, knee pain or whatever, for example.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's contracting houses, right? So you can go and you can just Google it. You can go look for manufacturers who will make that product for you. And they will also, so you have manufacturers on the one hand who can help you with developing the product and things like that. And then you also have regulatory companies that you can also go and see, and they then advise you on the steps you need to take to be SAHPRA compliant, for example. Okay. So you can actually just go look for pharmaceutical manufacturers. If you become massive and you become big, then you can own your own manufacturing plant. So big companies in South Africa, you will know the names. You know, they will have their own manufacturing plants because they produce massively. But there's a lot of independent factories that produce for people who've got ideas and have got a nice formulation. So you can go Google pharmaceutical manufacturing plants everywhere, wherever you are, and chat to them. And then you can also, they'll probably advise you on this person
on
to
the
see.
Formula and how
formula
to
and then where to register a SAHPRA, how to be compliant with all of that.
Okay.
The most important thing is your marketing. So your marketing needs to be spot on because yeah. it's a tough market. But I mean, I used to be a lawyer, right? So I've had no marketing experience. But I tend to think that I know people. So if you think you know what people are like and how they think and things like that, then you know you need a marketing degree to do marketing is what I'm basically saying. If you've got a nice plan to go to market, then yeah. So three steps, contact the manufacturing house, let them guide you on the regulatory things with SAHPRA, et cetera, and then marketing. Marketing, marketing.
Panduka, you got a question?
Yeah, man. What's your BE status of your company?
I don't know what the levels are because the levels are confusing.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
So it's like 1 to 4.
Yeah.
I think, or 5. But I never know which one is the highest.
Yeah, I think level 1 is like the highest, 100%. Yeah, so which is obviously not.
No, no. Well, you can see.
Well, but, yeah, clearly, but yeah.
Not quite there. Yeah. Yeah, so we are level, you said level 1 is highest, level 4.
I think
four.
So, yeah. We're on the first level. I was signing 2 days ago, BE1. Uh-huh. That's what it said. In fact, I've got it on my phone. I'll tell you now.
Okay.
I've got it on my phone
so
and emails.
So, we are on the first level. So, we've got... Yeah, the first level. I don't deal with the regulatory side on the BE stuff.
Have you ever heard someone come up to you and say, hey, this thing doesn't work, man?
Once in 3 years. So there was a lady, I really hope she watches your show.
Yeah.
So she sent literally once out of thousands of people by now that use the product. Who has come to us, or she sent us a mail and she's very nasty going, I don't know how this product is still on the shelf. Mm. I'm probably not the first person to complain about this. But I had two or three glasses of wine and I was dead the next day. And I said, yes, but that's like, it doesn't sound right to me. And then we asked her, you know, what were you drinking? She was red wine. And then I asked her what red wine she was drinking. I can't mention the brand, right? Yeah. But this stuff costs like $40 a bottle.
Oh, okay.
And that's, you know what we were talking about just now on the alcohol quality. And the quality
and
stuff?
The product ingredients, the inferior ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. Used. So actually, I phoned her and I said, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you 6 boxes for free to try again. And I'm also giving you the advice that if you're going to be drinking in the week, she was like going, it's your fault that I'd now drank in the week. And how does that work?
Yeah.
And I said, choose another brand of wine.
Yeah.
But that was the one literally out of thousands of people that use it.
Fat Checker, you want to tell us about the BE status, huh?
Yeah.
Give it to us, yeah?
A BE status level 1 means that you have 51% and more of Black-owned people or Black employees. And then it goes down as you count it.
Isn't that level 2, 51% and level 100%?
51 and above is level 1. 51 and below is level 2.
So you are level 1.
We are on the lowest one. So what's level 4?
Yeah, level 4 is an 80 to 89 point, meaning that you could have about 20 to 10%.
Yeah. Yeah,
so our company is quite small still.
Yeah, but you need more Black people in there, man.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah.
But I can also,
you know, you gonna have to do more than just speak vendor, man.
I thought vendor was gonna get me through.
You gotta do more, man.
Yeah, look, guys, it's a tough market that we're in. Our company's new.
Speak on the mic.
Our company's quite new still and quite small.
Yeah.
But we've got some very nice young. Black guys coming through in the company.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Quite, beautiful.
Thank you so much, man. As a white person living in SA, who are you voting for next year, man?
Yes, I was hoping this question would come up, eh?
Yeah.
Really, honestly.
For real.
Actually, I just wanted to discuss it a little bit.
Yeah.
If I have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Voting for, I would probably go Action SA.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it would have been maybe the DA, but... You know, the thing is, there's very few parties that bring answers. A lot of everyone can complain, right? Everyone can see oh, this is the problem, and this is you yeah. doing this and that. And the Action SA was just a little bit refreshing for me. Mm. I think the whole race thing maybe a little bit is not as prominent in Action SA. I think people who support them don't really care about what color the leader is. Mm. But yeah, Action SA. That would probably be my bet. It would have been possibly the DA, but Action SA is probably where I'm going.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Mr. Hein.
Oh.
Are you coming
hola,
to, are you joining us 15th April at Sunbed Arena?
Who's there? You guys?
Yeah. Road to 1 million, yeah?
Yeah. You fantastic.
Coming? Yeah?
So you guys are how far from 1 million?
Last time I checked, 000. We're like 897,000 somewhere there.
Okay.
Mm. Not from, but that's the accumulated number of subscribers.
Right now.
So that would be what now? 100 and something thousand that we need.
Mm.
Okay, fantastic. Mm. Hopefully we can also help you guys with that. Yeah. I think let's have a chat after the show.
Okay.
See what we can do.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe even on the Chillers Market also do something nice there for the guys who watch.
Awesome. Right. That's Mr. Hein, man.
Guys,
love you
so
long
much,
time, man. Thank you, man.
Heinz.
This has been Podcast and Chill. We out of here. Boom.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabi ini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one?